Those boys were ready to go today. And it showed. And they came and they brought it. We just had to respond better. Like I said, tonight definitely wasn't our night. And like I said, I can only speak for myself. I know I played absolutely terrible. Absolutely terrible. So I'm looking forward to getting back in the drawing board, getting back to the lab, watching the tape, and improving on my game. Because yeah, I'm not happy at all right now.
Mike, so you go back to the drawing board. How do you take this game and put it to good use and make sure you keep in mind that it's only one game? I know it's the first one. I know it's a big one. But
I can look at the 59 plays I did bad and learn from it, and look at the 2 plays I did good and say, okay, that's where I made the right moves, the right steps. All in all, I just know I need to play a better game.
Mike, is there a sense of frustration that you know you got built all summer to this game and to kind of?
Absolutely, absolutely. You put everything, blood, sweat, to this thing, and to come up, I mean, not short, but come up tiny like we did tonight, it is definitely infuriating. And I think you get wake up calls, and then you get drill sergeant kick you out the bed calls, and I think we just got kicked out the bed into a cement floor, and it hurt.
How do you go about cleaning up your mistakes for next week against the Jets?
Watch the tape and learn from it. Maybe if you took a step the wrong way against the block, don't take that step the wrong way next time. It's self-correction. And that's the beautiful thing about this. It's week one. I'd rather this happen now than in mid or towards the end of the season. I'd rather this happen now so we can learn from it and move on. Got a whole rest of the season to play.